You took a long bath to make extra sure you were clean and fragrant, soft and sweet. You took extra special care with your pussy because you knew tonight was going to be special and you didn't want a single thing to mar the experience. When you dried off and moisturized, you stood naked with your back to your full-length mirror. You reached back with both hands to spread your cheeks, looking at the reflection from over your shoulder. You wondered whether or not you should have warmed up a little bit with your toy, but decided there was something especially romantic about leaving it to him to open you. The goose flesh that popped up on your arms was more the thought of how he might do that than the draft from the window you'd opened to let the steamy bathroom clear. You decided on something pretty simple, beguiling but easy to remove. A pair of pink lace cheeky panties and a strapless matching bra that was more than enough for your perky little A cups. Over that, a white sundress with spaghetti straps that clung to your waist, which you had painstakingly corset trained, and that barely covered your bottom. You smiled shyly when thinking of how much he said he liked your bottom. "So nice and round," he said, cupping it in his hands. Your hair was styled in soft waves that brushed just beyond your shoulders. A delicate silver chain laid against your modest cleavage, and small, silver-mounted pink tourmaline earrings gleamed on your ears. They were a gift from him. You left your feet bare, but your toenails were freshly polished in bright red. A little bit of light makeup, and when you looked in the mirror, you knew he would be pleased with what he saw. And he was. Right on time, he arrived. And when you opened the door, he swept you into his arms with an intensity you hadn't seen from him before, but had known was just under the surface. You instinctively leapt into his arms, wrapping your legs around his waist and letting him carry you straight back to your bedroom. On the way, your stiff little clitty pressed up against something that sent a thrill of desire mixed with trepidation all through you. You had never felt him so hard, so thick. You hoped you would not disappoint him. Once in the bedroom, he held you like that for a while, kissing you deeply, hungrily, endlessly. You slowly unwrapped your legs from his waist and let your feet touch the ground. As he kissed you, your arms came from around his neck, and with trembling hands, helped him out of his jacket, unbuttoned his shirt. His scent, fresh, clean, and manly, so different than your feminine one, hit your brain like a drug, and you felt your clitty begin to drip in your panties. You broke the kiss only to sink to your knees, looking up at him submissively as you unbuckled his belt, unbuttoned his jeans, and slowly pulled both them and his boxer briefs to the floor. You couldn't help a little involuntary cry as his big, beautiful cock came springing up while his pants slid down, and your mouth moved to the mushroom head and enveloped it immediately. "Oh my God," he whispered, burying one hand in your hair and letting the other trail down to tease one of your nipples through your clothes. You continued to look up at him, willing him to see your hunger and your love. Slowly and smoothly, working his cock in and out of your mouth, just until the head lightly bumped the back of your throat. Gradually, as your throat relaxed and your mouth filled with saliva, you took more, devouring the look of intense pleasure on his face as you devoured his cock. "Oh my God, baby. Fuck," he murmured through clenched teeth. The fingers of one hand strummed your nipple frantically, the other gently urging your head forward. You kept the sucking slow and steady, never losing eye contact, taking him completely every time. And in just a few short minutes, he whispered, "Baby, I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming." And then he let out a long, growling moan while unleashing a copious load of warm cum into your pretty painted mouth. You continued to suck him in and out deeply at the same pace, swallowing at the same time. His muscular legs trembled and threatened to give as you slowly slid him out, kissing his balls and the thick shaft that was still mostly hard. After a minute or two of holding you against him and letting the overwhelming pleasure recede, he took your hands and helped you stand up in front of him. Bending his face close to yours, he said, "Now I'm gonna love you." And the way he said it, the way he looked at you, made your legs tremble too. You walked the few steps backward to the bed in his arms, kissing him deeply once again. When he guided your arms from around his neck to your sides, you acquiesced, and he deftly slipped your spaghetti straps from your shoulders. With a flick of his fingers behind you, your bra fell away too. And then he was on top of you. One big hand gripped both of your wrists in it and moved them above your head. His mouth traveled down to your nipples and moved back and forth between them with teasing licks and sucks that you were sure would drive you mad. You pressed your hips up into him desperately and could feel that he was just as hard once again as he had been before you sucked him. His free hand moved down to your panties, slid them down far enough that you could kick them off the rest of the way. Your clitty was absolutely coated with wet, and the pleasure of his throbbing manhood was almost more than you could bear. He moved rhythmically against you, gliding his big dick up and down against the underside of your dainty little pussy stick, once in a while coming up from your breasts to cover your moaning mouth with his. Just when you thought your clitty might make a sticky white mess all over both of you, he raised himself just enough to turn you over. It took so little of his strength to maneuver you. You felt so feminine under his touch. As you lay on your stomach and felt him begin to trail feather-light kisses down your spine, you knew exactly what he was about to do, and the yearning that had been radiating from your pussy reached a fever pitch. His hands were firm on the cheeks of your ass, spreading them tightly with his thumbs cozied up near your little starfish. Your head turned restlessly from cheek to cheek on the pillow as you felt his breath and then the tip of his tongue, right in the slightly opened center. So light you weren't sure you were really feeling it at first. This made your hips gyrate uncontrollably, and waves of pleasure flushed every inch of your skin. He tightened his grip on your hips and ass and began a more concentrated flicking. Flicking with the tip, painting with the flat from your dainty little girly grapes to your tailbone, and finally, pressing in deeply and French kissing it, using his grip on your cheeks to pull you back into his mouth. You were sure he had to feel the throbbing of your opening around his tongue, because it felt as if your whole body was throbbing with it. You rocked back into his grip rhythmically, until you could no longer control yourself, and your hips began to shimmy desperately. There was a place you needed him, that you felt you would die if he didn't touch, and his tongue fell just short of it, no matter how voraciously he ate you. "Baby, please fuck me. I need you. I need you." Before the second declaration of need had finished, he was covering you again, pulling your head back by your hair in a way that was possessive but not too rough. He smothered your cries with his mouth and began to rub the intimidating length of himself across your spit-glazed pucker. Every time the head came near it, you shamelessly raised your hips, a nonverbal and uncontrollable gesture of the need to suck all of him in, no matter how thick he was. Finally, one of those passes saw the pulsing head pressing against you. One of his strong thighs spread yours further apart to make room for him to nestle in, leaning over you, hands on either side of your restless head. He slowly oozed in the tip and a bit more. Despite the arousal that made your pussy feel that it could swallow him from tip to balls immediately, a stinging sensation caused you to tense slightly and give a little cry. He froze without advancing his cock any further. "You okay, baby?" You nodded against the pillow. He let a drizzle of spit fall from his mouth and joined that he'd glazed you with, and that, along with the nectar that seemed to be leaking slowly but steadily from his cock, blunted the sting. You closed your eyes and willed yourself to relax. Slowly. Patiently. Stopping to let you adjust, he worked his cock into you. There were moments when you tensed again, because as ferociously as you wanted him, it felt physically impossible for him to fit inside you. But then you would relax, and he would apply a bit more spit, or reach between you and fondle the head of your clitty from underneath, and somehow the added arousal would open you just that much more. And another inch or two would slip in. But then, the broad underside of his cock first bumped and then rubbed straight across that aching spot that had been crying out to him for so long, and you craned your head back with a groan, eyes and mouth both wide open. He smiled knowingly and leaned down to kiss you, 100 separate moist little kisses, tasting your tongue as he continued to rub more and more of his shaft against that special spot. "Yes, right there. Please fuck me. Oh, I love you." "I love you too, baby." The pitch of your moans grew higher and higher, more and more plaintive, and still he simply kissed you. Your mouth, your neck, your shoulders, your back, your forehead, and slowly worked his way in until finally he could lay flat on top of you again. And you were so deliciously full of him, you thought you would go mad with the pleasure and the strain. For a fleeting second, you worried about the spreading sissy juice beneath you. When he first rubbed up against your spot, you could feel a large spurt of it bubble out, and you knew there had to be a puddle the size of a dinner plate soaked into the sheets. But that moment was very fleeting, because every other scintilla of your brain was flooded with communicating to him how much you loved his cock in you. "Oh, God, you're so tight, baby. So fucking tight." "Yeah? You like that in there? You feel so good. I want to make you feel good too, baby. I love to make you feel good." Your only contribution to the conversation was to moan, maybe to exert a little tiny effort, all you could manage, and mostly unsuccessfully, to keep your facial expression and your noises somewhat remotely feminine. "You're so tight, baby. You tell me when you're ready, okay? I'm just gonna sit this big dick up in your guts until you tell me to fuck you, okay? Because I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I want to make you come." All of this was whispered right up against your ear. The minute flexing adjustments of his dick so deep in you, trying to make more room for itself, and him pressing into you, bottoming out to punctuate his own need. all you could manage was, "Please? Please?" Craning your long, slender neck to look at him above and beside you. "Please, baby." Another kiss, and he began to pulse his hips. Such a slight, light movement, but it sent shockwaves of pleasure through your body, made your back arch as it rubbed again and again across your G-spot. Your cry was almost mournful, and somehow he read it correctly and made his thrusts just a bit more emphatic in reply. Soon the steady, slapping clap of your skins coming together perforated your cries. Shallow but firm thrusts now, and you began to bend your knees into the mattress, seeking purchase that would allow you to meet his thrusts with your own. All the while, his eyes burned into yours, and his nostrils flared with exertion and pleasure. For a while, the only sound was of his breaths, your moans, and the applause of your skins. Gradually, both your exertions became more and more emphatic, and then faster, until you were fucking each other quite hard, but never breaking the burning gaze between you. Then he would later tell you, as you lingered over breakfast, a quizzical look began to dawn on your face as you looked up at him, and he began to feel your heartbeat, or something like it, all around his pistoning cock. Your mouth fell open, and your jaw worked for words or for breath, but neither one came for several long seconds. He supported you in what was coming with an intense look and precisely placed strokes that targeted your special spot ever so slightly more in their angle. His words were laced with the hint of a fond laugh. "Oh, baby, is that pussy gonna come? I want you to come so badly, baby. You let that pussy come, and then I'll fill you up with my cum, okay? You're so pretty. You look so fucking pretty, baby, about to come all over my cock." You manage a breathless grunt that, if you'd been aware of it, would have embarrassed you, because it wasn't particularly feminine. But you weren't aware of it. You were squarely in the realm of the animal, and all you knew was mounting, rutting pleasure, and the pressure of a coming explosion that seemed to be pushing all the way up to your eyeballs as they strained up at him. Suddenly, it seemed the whole world went white, and later on you would surmise that this was your eyes rolling back in your head. The hinges of your jaws strained painfully as your mouth was locked in a silent scream. "Fuck, baby, goddamn, shit, oh shit, come, come for me. Oh my God, I love you so fucking much, baby. I'm gonna come, I'm gonna fill up your pussy." You could hear this, as if from the next room through a closed door, muffled by the buzzing in your head and the electric, pounding, spasming waves rolling over and over and over you. Then there was nothing, until all you could hear was your heartbeat, gradually slowing along with his as it beat against your back. After several minutes, he gently withdrew his cock, which roused you to a feeble, exhausted moan. Your skins came apart with the light and sticky rip of drying sweat. He turned onto his back beside you and gathered your limp form against him, and with a few tipsy kisses between you and a few murmured words of love and pleasure, and to the sensation of your pussy aching in a different but no less pleasant way, the two of you fell asleep. Thank you for listening, sweet sissies. If you'd like to know more about me and my tastes, both sweet and sour, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.